The critical question is this. Do you feel that your therapist is curious to find out who you are and what you, not some generic PTSD patient, need? Are you just a list of symptoms on some diagnostic questionnaire? Or does your therapist take the time to find out why you do what you do and think what you think? Therapy is a collaborative process, a mutual exploration of your self. Patients who have been brutalized by their caregivers as children often don't feel safe with anyone. I often ask my patients if they can think of any person they felt safe with while they were growing up. Many of them hold tight to the memory of that one teacher, neighbor, shopkeeper, coach, or minister who showed that he or she cared, and that memory is often the seed of learning to reengage. We are a hopeful species. Working with trauma is as much about remembering how we survived as it is about what is broken. I also ask my patients to imagine what they were like as newborns, whether they were lovable and filled with spunk. All of them believe they were, and have some image of what they must have been like before they were hurt. Some people don't remember anybody they felt safe with. For them, engaging with horses or dogs may be much safer than dealing with human beings. This principle is currently being applied in many therapeutic settings to great effect, including in jails, residential treatment programs, and veterans rehabilitation. Jennifer, a member of the first graduating class of the Vanderkolk Center, who had come to the program as an out-of-control, mute 14-year-old, said during her graduation ceremony that having been entrusted with the responsibility of caring for a horse was the critical first step for her. Her growing bond with her horse helped her feel safe enough to begin to relate to the staff of the center and then to focus on her classes, take her SATs, and be accepted to college. Number 4. Communal rhythms and synchrony. From the moment of our birth, our relationships are embodied in responsive faces, gestures, and touch. As we saw in Chapter 7, these are the foundations of attachment. Trauma results in a breakdown of attuned physical synchrony. When you enter the waiting room of a PTSD clinic, you can immediately tell the patients from the staff by their frozen faces and collapsed, but simultaneously, agitated bodies. Unfortunately, many therapists ignore these physical communications and focus only on the words with which their patients communicate. The healing power of community, as expressed in music and rhythms, was brought home for me in the spring of 1997 when I was following the work of the Truth and Reconciliation Commission in South Africa.